Recording in progress. Yeah, pause. I see. Okay, good evening, everybody. A little bit daunting stepping into the shoes of my esteemed father-in-law. We'll do the best we can here. We're in the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph. Shmuel Bar Chiya Bar Yehuda V'Shem Reb Chanina. Hiskel Galgal Chamel Shakeya Adam Omid Barosh Hara Carmel V'Yorei V'Tovol V'Yom. So in terms of figuring out when it's no longer day and how much time you have while it's still day. So the Gemara is saying that if you're standing at the top of the mountain of Har HaCarmel near Haifa, and the person could descend the mountain and be tovel in the Yom HaGadol, and then he could eat truma. So the din is we're talking about a Kohen who's tame. The din is that you need to be tovel and also have Harav Shemesh. So that means the tefillah has to happen while it's still day. And then he'll be able to eat truma at night. So we're giving this shear that if he's standing at the top of the mountain, he'll have enough time to descend the mountain and then go into the water. And he'll come up and it'll still be day. So there's that much time from the time that the sun begins to set. And the Gemara says, Hadad de Tamar, Bahu da Azulay bit Kupendara. That's only if the person takes the shortcut down that. Baram Duhu da Azulay bisratya lobada. We're not talking about the person who takes the main road. So apparently there was a main road down Har HaCarmel that traversed the mountain in a windy way, and there was a short road that took a steeper route, and it had to have gone this steeper route. So the Pnei Moshe says that we're talking here. This is the shita that was mentioned before, that of Rav Chanina, that the sun. That the Bein HaShemashos only begins at the end of the Shkia. Tchilas Galgal Levana Lalois. That's when Bein HaShemashos begins, and it's daylight until then. So that's the sheet of on Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chanina Sof Galgal Chama Lishkoa Tchilas Galgal Levana Lalos, and Bein HaShemashos only begins once the sun has finished setting, and that's when you can say what we're saying now, because what you have to be saying is that it's still daylight until the sun finishes setting. And we're giving a shear from the time for the amount of time it takes for the sun to start setting until the sun finishes setting. Now this Gemara raises a very interesting issue, is that it's known there are two sugyas, a sugya in Shabbos and a sugya in Pesachim, about with seemingly conflicting mahalchim about when night begins. That the Gemara in Pesachim says that nightfall comes 4 mil, just approximately 72 minutes after Shkia. But the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein HaShemashos is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. At that point, it's Lila. So there you have a major machlokas how to deal with that. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the well-known sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the basis of Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes, is that he says, the way he deals with the two Gemaras is that he says that there are two Shkias. There's a Shkia that happens when the sun sets, and then 58 and a half minutes later is when the next Shkia happens, and that's the three quarters of a mil that the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about. That's 13 and a half minutes. And that's the second Shkia, and that's when you have Bein HaShemashos. At the first Shkia is when the sun sets. The second Shkia is when the last rays of light appear. And then you have that, then you have the 13 and a half minutes. After that, it's Vaday night. But according to the Gro argues that Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita Sagonim also doesn't go with Rabbeinu Tam, and they have a different way of dealing with the Gemara. And they say that as soon as the sun sets, it's Bein HaShmoshes. That's when the 13.5 minutes starts, and then it's Vade Laila. So this Gemara is much easier with Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gemara is saying that there's a nice long period of time from the time that the sun begins to set, from what the Gemara says is the end of Shkia, from the time that the sun finishes setting. But according to the Gaonim, from the time that the sun begins setting till it finishes setting is only a 3-minute time period, and after that it's Bein HaShmoshes. So it would be very difficult for somebody to get down the mountain in 3 minutes. So you'd have to have a different way of explaining this Gemara. The Gemara would be easier in Rabbeinu Tam, that the end of Shkia is actually comes at a much later time after from the time that the sun began setting. So that's something that comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Eze ben HaShmoshes, Amar Rav Tanchuma, Latipa shel Damshi, Nesuno Gabi Chadash shel Sayach. So it's a drop of blood that's on the tip of a sword. Nechleka Atipa Lekan Lekan, Zeo ben HaShmoshes. And so the time it takes for the drop of blood to fall off the sword, that's the period of Bein HaShmoshes. So Mefarshim say that the Gemara Dafka picked blood because water would come off right away, and there wouldn't be any shear. But blood, at least it's some amount of time. And it's also brought, I think it's the Rosh Tirlio, he brings that the Gemara Dafka picked this imagery of Nechlak because where it's the blood is splitting and it's being split into two, because part of the suffix of Bein HaShmoshes, it's suffix yom, suffix lila. It's also, as we'll see later in the Gemara, it's also a suffix that it could be that it's both, that part of Bein HaShmoshes is day and part of Bein HaShmoshes is night, that even in this very short amount of time could be split into day and night. But this is obviously a very short amount of time. Eze Bein HaShmoshes, So Nehemiah says that it's the amount of time it takes for a person to walk a half a mil, which is 9 minutes approximately. He says it's the blink of an eye. And the Chacham could not be omed on it. They couldn't identify what it was. The Marie Folder says very simply, they couldn't identify what it was. But the amount of time it would take to say, here it is, it would have passed already. They couldn't identify it and tell you that's where it is. And now we're going to have a machlokas about when does this harifying happen. Rabbi Yossi Rav Acha have Yasvin. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rav Acha lo mistavra sof chatzi mil derav Nechemya keharif ayin derav Yossi. Isn't it logical that the end of the period of Rabbi Nechemya's Bein HaShmoshes, that's when Rabbi Yossi's Harif Ayin happens. And then Leochu Amru Chachamim, according to that, would just mean they didn't know what it was, or as we just said, it happened too quickly. They couldn't point it out, but they knew when Bein HaShmoshes happened. Amru Le Ofano Savarkin. I also hold that his Bein HaShmoshes, Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShmoshes, occurs at the end of the period of Reb Nechemya's Bein HaShmoshes. Reb Chizkiya lo amar kein. Reb Chizkiya said not like that. El kol harif ayin beharif ayin shebechatzi mild Reb Nechemya safiku. Throughout that 9-minute period that Reb Nechemya holds his Bein HaShmoshes, there's a suffix during that whole time. Maybe the harif ayin of Bein HaShmoshes of Reb Yossi is occurring during that whole time. So it's not clear when it's happening. We know it's a harif ayin, but we don't know when during the 9-minute period the harifying is happening. Amar Rav Mana, kashise kume derab chizkiya katanina taman. I had a kasha on Rav Chizkiya when we were learning Meseches Zavim. So there's a few hakdamas and just some basic zavim that for this Gemara. So one point is that there's a zav bal shtei reiyos and a zav bal shalosh reiyos. So Azav Balshtei Riyas is if he sees Aziva, if he has an emission two, if it's twice on one day or twice on consecutive days. So then he has the din of Tumas Mishkov Moshav, and he needs Rikas Mayim Chaim, and that's two. If he has three on one day or on consecutive days, so then he needs that, and also there's a din Karp. So that's one point. There's also that the point that any ziva for any tiny amount, whether in the volume of the ziva or the amount of time that it comes out, is creates a zav. And also there's a din of kedei tefila v'sifo, that if the duration of the ziva lasts kedei tefila v'sifo, which is the shear of hula 50 amos, then it automatically is considered two reis, even if it's consistent. And straight, it's always considered considered two reis. So Rav Mana had a kasha on Rav Chizkiya's understanding of Rav Yossi from this Mishnah Zav. So it says that Ra Afas Bayom, he saw one by day. And earlier in the day, he had an emission. But Achas Ben Hashmoshes, and then he saw one Ben Hashmoshes. And that was one case, or Achas Ben Hashmoshes for Achas Lamochas, or he saw one Ben Hashmoshes and then one the next day, sometime the next day. Im Yoideya Shemiktes Hariyah Mehayoyim Umiktas Lamochar Vaday Latomu Lakarb. If he knows that part of the Re'iyah happened today and part of the Re'iyah happened tomorrow, then he becomes a Vadai for Tumah and Karban, meaning he's considered a Baal Shalosh Re'iyahs. Why? So just like take the case where he saw by day. So if he saw by day, that's one Re'iyah. And then the case that he's a Vadai is because he had a Re'iyah which lasted from a little bit before Bein Hashmashas to a little bit after. It spanned the entire Bein Hashmashas from a little bit before to a little bit after. So it definitely covered 2 days. And we're understanding that Re'iyah is Nechlekes if it crosses from one day to the next. So that's automatically going to be considered another two Re'iyahs. So now he has three, because he saw one earlier in the day and now he has two more. So that's the case of Vada. Vim Safek, but if he's a Suffolk, and the case of Suffolk means that the Re'iyah occurred only during Bein Hashmashas. So if it occurred only during Bein Hashmashas, so there's a possibility that Bein Hashmashas is partially today and partially tomorrow. And we don't know where the demarcation is. It could be, and it's the suffix if it's that also. We're not even sure if Bein Hashmashas has both in it, but that's a possibility. So then it's a suffix if he's a Baal Shalosh Riyas. He's definitely a Baal Shtei Riyas because he saw earlier in the day and now he has another Riyah. He's definitely two, but it's a suffix if he's now a Baal Shalosh Riyas. So this is going to end up being a kasha on Fiskin. We're going to explain why. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, bo komeg Rav Yochim. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef asked in front of Rav Yochim, man tana re'iyah nechlekes lishnayim. Who's the tana that holds that a re'iyah could be split into 2 days just by virtue of the fact that the re'iyah could be split into two just by virtue of the fact that it crossed from one day to the next? So it's Rav Yosef. So the Gemara is sasim here. It doesn't really explain why it has to be Rav Yossi. The Sefer Charedim says two things. So firstly, that according to the case that we said, where the first case, where it spanned the entire Bein Hashmashas, so according to Rav Nechemia's Bein Hashmashas is 9 minutes, it would be very unusual for a person to have a Re'iyah that was that long. That's firstly. But there's a more lamdash issue in saying it, starting in the first wide line in the Haredim, Sefer Haredim Ba'od. V'ika tfei michtei tfilu v'sipo, v'ein lanu tzarech l'chilo kayamim, el mishum d'lo ika tfilu tfilu v'sipo. So according to Reb Nechemia, who holds that Bein Hashmashas is 9 minutes. So if Bein Hashmashas is 9 minutes, and we said that whenever you have a re'iyah of kedei hiloch chamishim amos. It's going to end up being two re'iyas. You're always going to, according to Reb Nechemia, any re'iya that's going to span his bein hashmashos is going to have to be two re'iyas by definition, by virtue of the time lapse, even without the din of nechlekes l'shnayim. This mishnah is saying a chiddush of nechlekes l'shnayim that it's split into two because it crossed from one day to the next. But according to Reb Nechemia, anytime it went through his bein hashmashos, it would have to be nechlekes l'shnayim because his bein hashmashos is 9 minutes long. 9 minutes is much longer than the shear that makes it, the duration that makes it two re'iyas. So it would have to be Rabbi Yossi, who holds the bein hashmashos is very short. And then the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that even in the short bein hashmashos, there's a din of nechlekes l'shnayim if you go from one day to the next, that itself could make it two more re'iyas, and then you can get to three because of that. So it would have to be Rabbi Yossi. It can't be Rabbi Nathan. Then the Gemara says more than that. Armalei kashas al daitav, but it's a kash on you. It's fair on you. Dad Omar kol harif ayin beharif ayin shebachatzi mil the Rabbi Nechemia safiku. But you say that Reb in that shitas Reb Yossi that the harif ayin is a safik throughout the entire period of the 9 minutes. Well, then how could you ever be a vadai? If that's the case, how could you ever be a vadai that you went through a bein hashmashos? If the harif ayin could occur at any point during the 9 minutes, the only way you could be a vadai that you went through an entire, from one day to the next, an entire bein hashmashos is if the re'iya also happened during the whole 9 minute period, because you don't know when the bein hashmashos occurred. It would have to span the entire period of Reb Nechemia's bein hashmashos, because I don't know where the harif ayin is. The only way we could understand Reb Yossi is that that would make sense is that if the harif ayin occurred at the end of the bein hashmashos of Reb Nechemia, and then you have this very short amount of time, and then we're saying that it's nechlekes l'shnayim just because it spanned this very short bein hashmashos. That's what would make it shtei re'iyos. But if the harif ayin could occur any time during the 9 minutes, so you're back to a suffix of when the harif ayin is, and the only way you could be certain that you crossed through from one day to the next with a re'iya is if you had the re'iya during the entire 9 minute period, which in so if you had because then you're not saying the chiddush of nechlekes l'shnayim. Then it says only the nechlekes l'shnayim. Then it's because it was long enough that makes it shtei re'iyos because of kedei tefila v'sifo.
Does it more define where the length of the re'iyah?
There is no shear for re'iyah. It's a tiny amount is the re'iyah. The maximum, well, it seems like the maximum is always, if it's straight, it's always going to be two. If the re'iyah is, if it's straight and it goes for a long period of time, it'll be considered two re'iyahs. It doesn't seem like there's a din for it to create three. It doesn't seem so. So he said, Lama Amar, so he responded, and he said, "Lamar alei kashise. Why do you say that's fair? Why is that a question? L'chshiyavu aliyo v'yomar zeu bein hashmashos." So it's a very interesting answer. What seemed like almost like a dachuk answer that you could put it that it's not a problem with the Mishnah, because it's true that we don't know when the harif ayin of Reb Yossi happens. It could be any time during the 9 minutes, but right now we would not know, and you wouldn't be able to have a case of avadai. But when Eliyahu Navi comes and he resolves for us and he tells us when the harif ayin of Reb Yossi occurs, so then you'll be able to be vadai, because if you know when the bein hashmashos of Reb Yossi occurs, so then you'll know that it's spanned an entire bein hashmashos. So the Mishnah is really teaching you for the time of after Eliyahu Navi, which you don't see that often. So on that, the he responded back that man polach, that, and the Sefer Charedim has a very interesting way of explaining the answer, is man, he says that the man polach is hiksha rab fisi in the third line of the Sefer Charedim. The ilich sheyavi oleo hechi tani safik im safik. Klomer shlo ras el ashir ben ashmashas the horrifying how you do al peolio. So that, what's the second part of the Mishnah? The second part of the Mishnah says that you could have a suffix. What's the case of a suffix? If you had a re'iyah during that just was during Ben Ashmashas, and then I have a suffix of how do I deal with Ben Ashmashas? Maybe Ben Ashmashas has both in it. Well, the same Eliyahu Hanavi who's going to tell me when the harifayin of Rabbi Yossi happens, he could also tell me how to deal with Ben Ashmashas. So once he's coming, he's not just going to only answer some of the questions. He'll answer all the questions. So in the Mishnah, Minei Bei in the Mishnah, we're not working with post Eliyahu Hanavi. We have to be pre Eliyahu Hanavi, because then we wouldn't have the safe of the Mishnah. So,
I assume we could tell us that too.
So yeah, the Rosh Shirlio says mikorach this question. We don't paskin like that, and we paskin. And he says the Gemara comes out like this in Bei Mehmet Likin. We paskin that the Rabbi Yossi's harifayin comes at the end. That we I don't know if exactly we know when it is, but it comes at the end of Rabbi Nechemia's shir.
What's happening with
the come to tell us to prove when Rabbi Yossi's harifayin is. You could do a three. If you can get twice, then you can get it becomes three.
Yeah, that means.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know about the mountain, but somewhere like
Washington. Okay. Thank you.
It is interesting.
Eliyahu Carmel. Yeah, it's yeah. Rav Chanina Chavron Drabon. Boy, Kamadat Amar Ba'arvis Niru Sholosh Kochavim, Aval Pisha Chaman Asuna Be'emzerakia, Lailahu, Umar Af Bashakraskin. So he said that we see that it becomes that it's nightfall, even when even though the Cham is Nesuna Bamatur Akia, even now this would almost sound like not like a bit of time for going back to a bit of time, but it sounds like that we're saying that it's nightfall, that even though the sun is in the middle of the Rakia. Now the Murray Fulda says it, the Gemara doesn't mean that it's Mamish in the middle of Rakia. I mean, nobody says that it's night if you see the sun in the sky. So what it means is that on the western horizon there's still rays of light coming out. But being that because there are shlosha kochavim, so that makes seisa kochavim. So if kochavim are what defines night, then you should say the same thing in the morning. That when there are still stars out, then it should still be nighttime. And we know it's not true because mikra adin, all the mitzvahs hayom you could do from alosa shachar, it's mamish day. Or whatever, xera, we don't. But alosa shachar defines day. And there are still stars out. So how do we have a different definition for day and night in the morning than we do at night? Amar Rav Abba, k'siv Hashemesh yotza al haaretz v'lot bo tzohara, u'k'siv u'bo Hashemesh v'toyer. So this is from last week's parasha. Hashemesh yotza al haaretz, u'k'siv bo Hashemesh v'toyer. Ma'akesh yitziyosu l'biyosu. Ma biyosu mishiyas kasem in abriyas. The same way that the bia, which means the sun coming, which really means the sun leaving. Bashemesh Vatar is talking about the sun exiting and coming into its place and getting dark. Ma biyosam yishias kasam in abrius. The same way that nightfall is defined by that mishias when it's covered from concealed from the brius. Afyatziyasa when it goes out lishias vadal abrius, when people know about it. So Murray Fulda, the way he explains this is that it seems that the Gemara has a shift in Havana of what is the significance of stars. The Gemara thought that day and night is defined by stars. That defines nighttime. And then if you have kochavim in the morning, so then it should still be night until you don't have kochavim anymore. And the Gemara is saying no. The kochavim is really just the point that the sun has made an impression, has made an impact on, and the sun has done something for the way we perceive it. This the sun has left the scene. So at night the sun leaves, and the kochavim are just more of a simon that the sun has made an impression on the earth. And then in the morning, the sun comes back and also does something that has an impact that makes an impression. And true, there are stars there, but that's not the point. The impression that the sun makes in the mornings, there are some rays of light that come in. So the way we define night and day is by the change of way we perceive the sun as leaving and coming back. And the kochavim at night are just a simon of that the sun has left the scene. So it wouldn't be a problem to call it day, even though the kochavim are still there. Amar Rabbi Baksiv Haboker or Atara Kara Laor Boiker. So we have Baboker Radashim Shulchu by the brothers. The Torah calls the Boiker or. So Boker is called that just light it defines Boker. And Tana Rabbi Shmuel Baboker Kedei Litain Tchum Labokre Shal Boiker. This pasuk that says baboker baboker gives a tchum, or it gives a place, it gives a significance to the boiker of a boiker, which means that even the boker has a boker, that there is an early time of the boker, and that we understand. We have a special Dieras HaKasim that teaches us that even the very, very early morning, when just the rays of light start to come out, even when the sun hasn't fully appeared, even that has a shame of day. Right. Even though it's still dark, even though it's still it's really still dark.
Okay.
Are you saying